5. Compassionate Mindfulness. Now we're going to start working on self-compassion. First, sit in a comfortable position. You can sit with your back against the wall, or you can lie down. Find out which part of your body is feeling distress. Is it in the throat area, your chest, or your stomach? Once you have located it, try to describe the sensation you feel there. Does it feel tingling, suffocating, or throbbing? There may be a feeling of pressure or tension. If you pay attention, this may change over time. Sometimes you may feel fuzzy and can't feel anything, but try to pay attention to that sensation as well. It's not easy to stay with the painful sensations, but when you can relate to the painful feelings of the body, try to be compassionate about them. Tell them how difficult things have been and how worried you are. I know you're in a very tough situation right now. I understand how painful it is. I'm worried that you're suffering, and I feel compelled to do something about it. Just as if you're calling out to someone in distress, or as if you're gently stroking the head of a crying child, say words that would be comforting and gently rub the area where you feel the pain. Relieving and soothing the suffering encourages you to accept the feelings as they are. As you turn your compassionate attention to yourself, pay attention to the changes in your physical sensations. Have the painful sensations eased or lessened? Have they transformed over time into something more bearable? Does it feel like stiff tensions are being relieved or changed? Don't stop directing your compassion to your present self, even when things are getting better, worse, or not changing. After you take a few moments, finish the exercise, stretch a few times, and then slowly get up and stretch.